Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us now, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and New York Times bestselling author of Operation Dark Arc. Hey, Tony, good to have you with us.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
Let's talk about the attack yesterday in Paris, in central Paris. A couple of police officers were killed. They have one person who carried out the attack was killed, and another has turned himself in Belgium. It seems to me that these people were apparently on their radar to some degree.
Well, one guy, Brian, was locked up for 20 years for doing something in 2001, attempting to kill a police officer and that sort of thing. So there's, I think, three takeaways we immediately know. First, this was done with an AK-47, and unlike being able to go into Kentucky and buy one, you just can't get an AK-47 in Europe pretty easily. So that tells me there was a network of somewhat involved.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Secondly, clearly this was a planned event, and this wasn't a quote-unquote lone wolf. And it was meant to cause fear and panic in one of the most, beautiful areas of Europe, downtown Paris, between the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées. It was clearly meant to be a symbolic target. And third, it's right at the cusp of the French elections. And I think ISIS is miscalculating here, but clearly ISIS claimed responsibility, and they're believing that they can somehow intimidate the French people, like, by the way, the Spanish were back in the early 2000s, intimidate them into not voting for the candidate who will be most able to go after them. And the reason why is they have got these networks functioning. This was a terror network attack. And I would argue, Brian, that the French, even though they've been hit repeatedly, and I mean, from the Eagles of Death Metal attack, a couple years ago to now, they have not done the most necessary and severe scrubbing of the threat they have. They have not gone in and defeated the networks. And Brian, until you defeat the network, you will continue to see this sort of thing come back.
And doing this in order to try to cow people into voting for the people who aren't going to go after them seems
exactly
counterintuitive to me and doesn't seem to be a very effective way. I would think that this is going to just make support even stronger for the candidate. I believe it's Marine Le Pen who's going to go after them even stronger.
So, oh, Mary, I hope so. I really do. And this is where it's been very clear why Mr. Trump has been pushing in this direction. And I attended an event the other day where John Kelly, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, talked about the path forward. And one of the emphasis areas was to do the vetting. Mary, let's be clear on this point. The reason that we're here, the reason the French are there the way they are, is they've allowed this unmitigated migration. It's not just immigration, it's migration of Islamists, of Arabs from into their country, and then allowing them to create these safe havens, these small enclaves. And this is why they have the severe problem. I have no problem with immigration. My family came here on the ship in Lusitania about 1910. We immigrated here legally. I have a huge problem with people who wish to come and immigrate here who do not wish to become Americans. And I think that's what we've seen in Europe, where these These individuals do not wish to assimilate. They wish to essentially replace the existing government, existing system of religion and faith with their own very severe version.
Well, the one thing I noticed that really struck me was after the attack, they launched all these raids, as they often do. You see it in Belgium. You see it in France. You see it in Germany when there are these attacks. They launch these raids. They know where these people are.
Right.
And so why are we reactive instead of proactive?
I would argue it's because of a severe version of political correctness, which is overtaken their good thinking. Again, Mary, one of the individuals in this unfortunate story was in jail for 20 years for attempting to kill a police officer.
Yeah.
Why would he have ever been released? This is where we, I think, are a lot better about locking these people up than they are.
I want to talk about some of the other hotspots around the world.
Sure.
The president and this administration seem to be turning up the heat and saying, okay, you know what, Iran, you're technically in compliance with the nuclear deal, but we don't like what you're doing in other ways around the world. You're a state sponsor of terrorism, and you're acting badly around the globe, and we may reimpose the sanctions against Iran because of those things. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, two things. First, I don't think the president wants to talk about it because I think it has to do with classified information that I don't think he's ready to talk about yet, but is very clear evidence that the Iranians, while they may not be going down the path of developing their own nuclear weapons, they are funding North Korean effort to continue to refine theirs. So, Brian, why would you want to potentially break an agreement when you can just pay someone to do it for you and share the results? And that's what we're seeing with North Korea. So that the North Korean issue is directly linked to Iran. Secondly, we've seen other acts of terror encouraged in Yemen and some other locations, which the Iranians are trying to use the Houthi as a proxy. And we're seeing this more and more where they're gaining momentum. They're trying to do more and more, I would say, subversive acts to undermine the stability within the region. And look, I'm not a big defender of the Saudis. The Saudis have a lot of problems. I have issues with them regarding the 9/11 attacks. But at this point, we do have to understand that regional stability is one of the things we have to continue to encourage.
Right.
And obviously, they've been on the wrong side in Syria. I think there's some issues there with Syria regarding what they're doing. So I think what the president's saying, I don't mean to speak for President Trump, he's speaking very much to that for himself. I think what he's saying is that there's a preponderance of evidence of bad acts going on behind the scenes, which do not relate directly to the Iran nuclear agreement, but are equally severe what they're doing to damage the stability of the globe.
And it's almost impossible to do this, but I need you to get something quick on North Korea, where it does appear that the North Koreans are increasing their posture as well as the Chinese.
Yeah, well, they're going to do everything they can to show that they're going to walk up to that line, and they're counting on us backing down once they walk up to that line. I just don't think we're going to walk back down from that line this time, Brian.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.